Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to have a quiet time with God in your daily devotion, listening to Turning Point, first thing as you wake up. Don't put other things before God, who made you to sleep and wake up daily. Welcome to Saturday, the 13th day in the month. Is our Holy Communion service day, so get your communion element ready. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. May this be your day of blessing, God's kindness, and mercy for you. Each day is a unique gift from God Almighty, and each day is loaded. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus Christ speaking said, "Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. As each day contains evil, so also is loaded with God's goodness, signs, and wonders." Open your hand. May this day deliver God's goodies, signs, and wonders in your life and family. It shall be your weekend of goodness, help, assistance, and support. Who is this parent worrying or bothered about your son or daughter? Please stop worrying. Commit him or her to God. Pray to God. Lay hand on him or her. And if he's an adult or not with you, take his or her photograph you have with you or any of his or her items at home. Anoint and start calling him or her the good names, the good lives, the good destinies you want him or her to become. Call him such names and prophesy and say, "So and so, you are God's favored. You are blessed beyond measure. You are good, fruitful, and blossoming." Continue. Say good things to your children's life. In fact, all parents should do this from time to time. All parents, use Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18 to pray regularly for your children. He says, "I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders." Engage that scripture in praying regularly. I prophesy every family connected to TPGF and Living Spring shall be distinguished, peaceful, happy, and fulfilled in Jesus' name. June 13, celebrants, your birthday prayers, open your hand. In this new year of life, you shall enjoy divine enlargement, increase on every side. May the oil of favor, good health, long life, and posterity rest on you. Happy birthday. Right? Let's get into teachings and counseling. First one today, please, I would like to ask if the old Naira notes we use for impartation can be spent as I started using new ones this year. Wow, oh yes, you can. If that is what you want to do, replace the new notes and carry on with your prayers. Everybody remember, as I keep saying, these impartational faith action are not doctrinal. They are not dogmas. We are only using them as point of contact for faith activation or release in prayers. The Bible is full of such examples, as I regularly explain. So go ahead. And those of us who want to keep the old note, nothing is wrong. Next, can I find love in my life? I have never experienced love. A man came and married me deceptively in 2002. And pushed me out in 2022, spending 20 years without a child. During my stay in his house, it was a torment to my flesh. Immediately I left his house, I found peace. Wow! It is always a pain in my heart reading narratives like this. It boiled down to one thing: ignorance. Both of you did not know what you wanted for yourself when you got married to each other. Purpose was unknown. Focus was not discovered. So two strange brain fellows came together to be married. So instead of being companions, caring for each other, you become thorns in each other's flesh and pains follow. This is a lesson for the singles listening to me. Marry your friend and your friends only. Marry someone you flow with, a God-fearing, loving and caring person with good character. When you meet such a person, you will know, male or female, because character is like pregnancy. No woman can hide a pregnancy for long. No one can hide bad character for too long. The problem is that most people do not know what they actually want for themselves in life. So they allow just everyone to jump into their ship. And they will become problems later. Well, our prayers are with you. God will sort you out. Others, please learn a lesson from this. Next, good morning, my daddy and TPGL siblings. I want to speak to the sister who says she's 28 and has a good job with other side hustles. To be patient and prayerfully wait for God. Go into kingdom services in church and you will get answers to your prayers. I married at the age of 30, had a similar case like you in terms of job and finance. But wrong people came and I said no. 20 years counting now. I have two kids doing well and a good and loving husband. I keep thanking God because most of those I rejected then are either divorced or having issues. God's time is the best. Wow. You said it all. You said it all. Let me just add Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience. Faith starts the journey and patience completes it. This counsel is for everyone in all the endeavors of life. Faith and patience running our race of life. Good morning, Daddy. My question, sir, why is it that in the 1999 Constitution of Nigeria, Sharia, Jihad, Muslim, Islam, Grand Qadi were mentioned several times and no singular mention of Christ, Church, or Christianity at all? Is this true? Is it true? How can we now believe that Nigeria is a secular state? Sir, where was CAN and PFN in 1999 when the Constitution was being written? Wow, you are asking a core question about Nigerian state today. If you follow me on media, I have been speaking about Nigerian state and the plight of Christianity in this country. Time will not allow me to explain in details here. The present Nigerian Constitution is a carryover of the military decrees with General Abubakar Salami hurriedly put together in 1999 before handing over to the civilian government. I cannot say where CAN and PFN were and whether they also made submission to the Constitutional Drafting Committee set up by the military then. The truth is that Nigeria cannot be said to be a secular state. With 12 states in the north operating full Sharia? No. And Nigeria in OIC and continue to be there? No. Nigeria cannot be said to be a secular state. Ours is more of a unitary system than a federal system. In the legislative list in Nigeria, the federal has 68 and the state only 30 concurrent list. Nigeria is not a secular state where Sharia is in operation. And like I said, a country, a member of the OIC, Organization of Islamic Countries, by their constitution, only Islamic nations can be members. How are we secular then? We are more of an Islamic state than secular. Some people will argue this. Well, look around. It is obvious. And that is the foundation of all the problems that we have. Not wanting to tell ourselves the truth, but it is obvious and it is clear. Let's be praying for Nigeria. UK TPGL conference in Manchester is next week, Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. TPGL members and listeners in UK and Europe, meet me in Manchester. Pray and plan to be there. All of us with our loved ones in UK, encourage them to attend. Volunteers are needed to help in ushering, registration, protocol, and counseling during the conference. If you are interested, please send a chat to 074-111-28401 or 079-178-97088. It will be great in Manchester next weekend. Pray along with us and come if you can join us. It will be a great reunion. Now, this weekend is a good time to send your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, your battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed of 6666, all businessmen and women, sow business enlargement seed, if your faith connect to it, and if you have the capacity, 7,500 naira. Sow your victory seed also, whatever God put in your heart, send to the commission. It will get the kingdom of God marching forward. Nobody goes down in life giving to God and his kingdom. He will bless you. Then take your communion. Let me pray over your communion element. I bless the flesh. I bless the wine, the blood in your hand. As you eat and drink, whatever is eating you up will die naturally. Receive your good health. Exercise dominion in all areas of life. In Jesus' name. Pray more on your own. And when you are true, please eat and drink. The power of God go with everyone. The presence of God go with you. Your testimony will increase. Your fears will not happen. I prophesy, forward ever, backward never. The Lord bless you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.